Welcome to part one of your training to become more patient, to build a little stamina in you and build your ability to hold back that urge to orgasm. Because there's something really hot about waiting, about getting yourself all worked up and riding the edge before you finally break down and give in to that need. So today we'll start slow, small. You may be used to chastity, you may not. We're not going to need a device of any kind for this. You only need to exercise a little willpower. And of course, I'll help with that. I can give you some hypnotic suggestions that will make this both easier and harder for you. Isn't that fun? And I know you came to this horny. Maybe a little, maybe a lot. That feeling can easily grow and maybe you'll want to do something about it. For the duration of this file, you can, if you wish. The only caveat is, you will not get to finish what you started. Not for 24 hours. But that's what you want. You've chosen this. I've been clear and upfront. This isn't a hypnosis test. This isn't proof of power. This is both of us working on your willpower. Your desire to abstain from touching and from orgasm. But I don't want you to find it easy. I could easily hypnotize you and implant a suggestion to avoid erotic stimuli for the next day. That's rather dull, isn't it? And the real pleasure of all this is in the waiting, the teasing, the needing, aching, and longing. That's where the rubber, as we say, meets the road. As you listen, I want you to notice that there's something rather relaxing about just following along. You may fall into a deep trance, a light one, or feel quite awake. But you'll absorb my words and suggestions regardless. You're already doing so. Perhaps you have a slightly arising feeling building. A warm one, a wet one, or something entirely different. Either way, it's relaxing. It's relaxing to just listen and follow. With every word you hear, the feeling can grow. It won't spread around your body, but pool in your mind. In the gaps and crevices of your brain, you'll find I'm filling those up. Like a slowly rising water level inside your head. And the more it rises, the more you become aroused. The more your mind fills with a sense of urgent need, a desire and a lust. It's the buildup of pleasure. Not between the legs, don't be silly. That's not where your real pleasure center is anyway. It's in the mind. And the mind is full of neural pathways. Neurons that fire for certain stimuli. You can manipulate those, you know, condition them to respond in ways you may not expect. We're so used to instant gratification, but for a moment, I want you to think of a time you had to wait. Perhaps it was for the release of a new episode of your favorite show, or when you had tickets to see an artist you love. For now, just think on the anticipation, because anticipation is powerful. Perhaps the brain lingers on the release of energy that occurs when you get to what you anticipate. But often that's not the only thing that was pleasurable. Often that's just a little bit of it. Think again, perhaps, of a sexual moment when you knew you were going to go to bed with a special person. Someone you wanted desperately. Someone who turned you on in ways you never realized you could be. Someone who you felt so absolutely smitten with that the only thing you could think about was feeling their skin on yours. Wondering what they look like naked. How their body tastes. Whether there's a little birthmark somewhere. All those little things race through your mind are part of the experience, part of the pleasure. And then you get to the foreplay. The kissing, the touching, the rubbing. Your lips on their neck. Your hands on their hips. Your body's pressed but stopped by clothing from really touching. You need it. You absolutely ache for more. Your body screams at you that you want to give in and rip the clothes from them. But you know you have to wait. And you do. And it feels good. It actually feels fucking incredible to wait. To be patient. To hold off. Do you know why? Because surprise isn't always good. Sometimes it's just too much of a shock. Or it's all over too quickly. How dull. That's because our brains are wired to anticipate much more. Anticipation is waiting for something we want. Holding ourselves back until the right moment. Something you really desire is hard not to want to rush. But when we wait, The brain learns to associate excitement, desire, and pleasure without waiting. So there's even more enjoyment, not just in fleeting moment. Studies even show that anticipation can be more pleasurable than the event. Isn't that funny? If you've ever wondered why people like chastity, denial, edging, and teasing, that's why. Because that's how we're wired to anticipate, to look forward to. The promise of climax might actually be better than the release itself. How interesting, no? And how does that relate to you being hypnotized? Well, I want to condition you. Not necessarily hypnotize. You can drop into a trance should you wish. You might even feel in a trance already listening to me. Because you want to listen. You enjoy this. That's why you're here. You're choosing to be hypnotized. But conditioning, that's changing your brain chemistry. Just a little, don't worry. And only for something you've been wanting, that you signed up for by listening. As I said, there's something quite nice about listening along, just going with the flow. My flow. So let yourself do that. Let your mind fill up with that warm, wet feeling. That is the anticipation growing. Because you know what's coming. You are. Not now, but 24 hours from the end of this file. And you can let that knowledge hit you, fill your mind up now with more warm, wet pleasure as I speak about that climax. Have you ever had an orgasm after abstaining? Not waiting and doing nothing sexy, but abstaining and teasing. Abstaining and exposing yourself to pleasure? To hypnosis files or porn or just sexy pictures? If you have, you'll know that warm, wet, pleasurable sensation that seems to fall over you. That need that grows when you can't address it. And if not, well, you'll know soon enough. You see, by basking in lust and need for long enough, you'll find your mind becomes attuned to it. The waiting will stop being a torture and become a pleasure. An exquisite agony that you want to repeat over and over. It's a compulsion, after a while. A need to wait and let your desire grow until it reaches fever pitch. Until the final minutes before that chance to release feel like an age. And you squirm with arousal and need as the clock ticks down. The ticking clock just hypnotizes you deeper, and your mind fills up more with that warm, wet need. The desperate, aching desire. It's foreplay. That's really what it is, and foreplay can be so much fun. So pleasurable and sexual. I know you could resist. I do. You could let your desire win at any moment, but you'd never know the truly pleasurable feelings that come from letting that clock tick, tick, tick as you whimper and throb and ache. That need is pleasure. Pleasure is anticipation. And resisting that need to give in is the willpower you need. And I want you to understand how worth it that is. That resisting the need to give in just long enough, just a day, will show you how good this is. And you may even want it more, my wanted for longer. The more you practice this, the more it'll feel like a completely and utterly enthralling idea. One you can't help but fall into. In fact, just knowing that there's more pleasure in anticipation than giving in to your sexual urges is a fact filling your mind now. Warm, wet, true. You'll hear it when you get weak. Anticipation is better. Anticipation is pleasure. A little voice in your mind. My voice. It'll tell you to resist, and the more you resist, the more pleasure you feel. The longer you last, the better it gets. The more powerful the orgasm you finally get to have. You know it's easy to wait when it feels so good, and the more you practice that patience, that will, that resistance, the more wonderful the ache, the agony will be. Because you're rewiring your mind, firing neurons for anticipation instead of orgasm. And neurons to fire together, wire together. You're training your mind for denial and chastity, seeing how good that feels, embracing that exquisite agony. And it's going to feel so good. You won't understand it at first, of course. You'll feel weak and want to give in, to touch or to fuck until you climax. But if you do, it'll be a disappointment, because you didn't enjoy the wait, the anticipation. And as you relax now, and let me keep filling up your mind with this warm, wet desire, you'll find it's just impossible not to want to, at least, try it. To just see how deep this goes. To see if I'm telling the truth. And what if I am? What if waiting is better? What if all that foreplay was the real fun? What if the climax was never the best part? I think you know it isn't already. I think you know you want to wait and anticipate. Not sexlessly. Not like a monk hiding from stimulation. But by embracing it. By letting your mind become awash with more and more sexy, sexual things. By letting your brain be wired to love the wait, the anticipation. You want it. You need it. You ache for it. Just to know, to see how good it is. And you only need 24 hours. 24 hours from the end of this file, and you'll see. You'll get to see how amazing you can truly feel. Your mind is filling with that need. Are you hypnotized? Maybe. Maybe not. Either way, you're listening, you're absorbing, you're understanding and accepting. You're letting my words fill your mind with warm, wet need. And after this ends, you'll go find more sexual stimulation. Visuals, audio. You'll flood your senses, and you know what happens then? Then you train your brain. Then you get conditioned. Neurons change, pathways shift, and you become wired for anticipation, denial, chastity. Just a little for now, just a little to start. But you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy consuming filth and sex and horny things as you become more and more desperate for release. And you'll deny yourself. You won't touch, you won't fuck, you'll wait 24 hours before you give in to that urge. When this file ends, you'll check the time and know at the same time tomorrow. Then you finally get to give in and make that climax happen. But until then, you'll be a prisoner of your lust. A horny, happy prisoner of desire. Of anticipation. It'll be torture, but you'll love it. You'll love how weak it makes you. How horny you become. How easy you are to tease and torment. It'll be a pleasure you've never known as your mind gets weaker and your need grows stronger. And you'll have the most amazing orgasm when it does happen. When you do get to give in, it'll be incredible. Perfect. Pure pleasure. And you'll try this again. You'll come back and repeat it. You'll keep training your brain. You'll keep wiring yourself for pleasure, for chastity, but conditioning yourself to love anticipation. That's all it is. Foreplay. Waiting. Pleasurably sitting and stewing in your need. Letting your brain fill up all warm and wet with need and lust and desire. You'll ache. You'll squirm. You'll throb and pulse. And finally, 24 hours from now, you'll come. And it'll feel better than it ever could if you just went for it immediately. So go now. Go find all the stimulation. 24 hours of mindfucking yourself however you want. And 24 hours of not stimulating yourself whatsoever physically. Just mental, visual, auditory stimulation. Until you're a squirming mess. Go on. Go enjoy the torment. The anticipation. Go now. And let the clock become the enemy and the best friend. Go now and fuck your brain into chastity and rewire yourself for denial. Go. And check the time now.